This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Marcella Ovalis. First name is Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-A. Last name is Ovalis, U-V-A-L-L-E-S. Date of birth 4/26/1984. This letter is being written to Dr. Deepa Srinivasan. First name is Deepa, D-E-E-P-A. Last name is Srinivasan, S-R-I-N-I-V-A-S-A-N. Dr. Deepa Srinivasan. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 485, San Jose, California 95116. Telephone number 408-683-9242. Fax number 408-259-3040. Dear Dr. Srinivasan, S-R-I-N-I-V-A-S-S-A-N, thank you for asking me to see this 38-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-A, Marcella has had significant gastro-GI problems and has been evaluated by a gastroenterologist for weight loss and occasional nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, period. She's diagnosed to have possibly some sort of, diagnosed to have gastritis, and is taking some medications for that particular problem, period. However, there is a history of some asthma, which requires albuterol off and on, period. No hospitalizations or emergency room visits in the near past, as of recently, period. There is history of some minor night cough and congestion and stuffy nose and runny nose and watery eyes, which may be a sign of upper airway allergies, period. She's exposed to a dog and a cat, period. She is a non-smoker, period. She has taken some allergy medicine with some benefit, period. There is also a history of occasional itchy mouth with certain fruits and vegetables, and that may be suggestive of oral allergy syndrome, along with possible other allergies, period. There is no history of any eczema or dermatitis or any anaphylaxis, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Examination revealed a mild stuffiness with the slight postnasal drip, probably consistent with the diagnosis of minor allergic rhinitis, period. Chest examination was normal, period. Overall, she did not appear to be sick on the day of examination, period. My working diagnosis is mild to moderate allergic rhinitis with history of asthma, period. Clinically, I do not believe she has any significant food allergies or anything else to suggest that kind of weight loss, period. I'm recommending, number one, Singulair for her nasal allergies, along with Flonase if needed for nasal congestion, and that should be sufficient to provide significant relief, period. I'm recommending that we perform some basic allergy testing to complete the workup period. New paragraph, our office called her to schedule an allergy workup on January 3rd, but she was recovering from COVID, and we recommended to her that call us in future so we can do some allergy testing, period. My final diagnosis, period. Please do give me a call. New paragraph. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Marcella Ovalis.